So this is a story about how money influences corporate news and why people turn to YouTube over corporate news, and YouTube smashes us and suppresses us and points you towards the Pfizer-sponsored news. So COVID, children's extremely low risk, confirmed by study. The overall risk of children becoming severely ill or dying from COVID is extremely low. A new analysis, so low as it can't even be measured. That's how low their risk is. Here's from the New York Times. An unvaccinated child is at less risk of serious COVID illness than a vaccinated 70-year-old. And so you know who sponsors the news, right?
By Pfizer. CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer. Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay. So what is the result of all that money being spent on news outlets? Here's how they're going to report child vaccines being approved. I mean, vaccines being approved for children. Watch this. Now, you already know children are in zero, almost zero risk from serious illness from COVID. Listen to this.
Let's bring in NBC senior medical correspondent, Dr. John Torres. Dr. Torres, good morning to you. As Kathy mentioned, that new poll finds about two-thirds of parents are hesitant to get their kids the shot. What is your advice to alleviate some of their concerns?
And Joe, you're right. There is that hesitancy to get the shot, and it's a hesitancy that parents typically have because they're very protective of their child. A couple of things I tell them is, one, from a community perspective, you know, children right now are 25% of the cases that are out there. That's from a community perspective, but parents are more worried about their own child. So here are some numbers for their child. Last week, 118,000 children ended up with Pfizer. Since the pandemic, over 8,000 have been hospitalized, a third of those in the ICU, and unfortunately, there have been 146,000 deaths, which according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, puts COVID now in the top 10 causes of death for children.
Now, I have no idea where he's getting. First of all, Dr. Torres, who looks like he's ready to do a hunting commercial, that's what he looks like. But I don't know where this guy's getting his information, but it's wrong. How bad is COVID-19 in kids? See the latest data. So here's the latest data. Of the 73 million children in the United States, fewer than 700 have died of COVID. He said 146,000, didn't he? Didn't he just say 100? Yeah. He said 146,000.
Yes.
So why would they be lying like that? Why would they, whenever they make an error, it's always in the wrong way. It's always in the same direction. It's always in the pro-Pfizer direction. Isn't that interesting? Because so they're here to keep you afraid, scared to death, so you get your kids vaccinated, and kids have almost zero risk of illness from COVID. But that guy, if you listen to this guy on NBC, he's going to make you think that there's a big risk to your kids when the exact opposite is the case. Fewer than 700 children have died of COVID-19. Of the 73 million children, 700 of them have died. And I'm going to guess that almost all of them had comorbidities or were obese. Like they had cancer and they got COVID. Dr. Daniel Rauch puts the figure into context using the number of people who can typically fit into a sports venue. Think about it in terms of a football stadium. In 100,000 kids, one of them is not going to make it with COVID. Everyone else who walked in is going to walk out. And that one kid probably is already sick with something. So if you're already sick with something as a kid, you should get vaccinated. but not if you're healthy. According to the CDC, this is from the New York Intelligencer. According to the CDC, among children, the mortality risk from COVID-19 is lower than from the flu. Are you going to, what? So that, now, would you know that watching NBC's coverage? Let's go back. Let's go back to our fake doctor or our lying doctor.
And so I would say, you know, look at those stats because it's important to understand that if your child gets COVID, that could be devastating.
They just want to scare the shit out of you. They want to keep this pandemic a pandemic, and they don't want it to get to be an endemic. Why? Because Pfizer sponsors them, and Pfizer wants to get a jab in every kid's arm, even though it's unnecessary. Do you hear the fear-mongering being done by this guy? Listen to this.
So I would say, you know, look at those stats because it's important to understand that if your child gets COVID, that could be devastating with lifelong consequences. And so the vaccine itself proven to be very safe in the trials. The trials looked at them extensively for months. There were no side effects. And we know side effects occur in the first couple of months. And so that long-term concern is very theoretical. And if it happens, could be very rare at the most. But side effects from COVID itself could be devastating. So again, Joe, the main thing is look at what could happen.
The COVID could kill you. COVID could be dead. There's a vaccine, everything's happening. The COVID could kill you. You know, they just stopped using Moderna vaccines for people under 24 years old in Ontario and Canada. Also, I'm pretty sure Denmark and a couple other European countries stopped using Moderna for people, for males under 24. So all this stuff he's saying about how safe everything is. Well, let's listen what the FDA says. This is from their meeting when they met to approve the emergency authorization. If there could be anything less of an emergency, it's children's with COVID. That couldn't be any less of an emergency. That they gave an emergency authorization. FDA committee has approved the Pfizer vaccine emergency use authorization for kids age 5 to 11. In making the decision, the FDA conceded it does not know the long-term risk to these kids. They don't know. Now, you listen to that asshole on NBC who's getting money from Pfizer, and he's like, oh, everything's great. We know everything. Super safe. Don't worry. We know everything. But guess what? Here's a voting member on the FDA, and listen to what he says. This is they're having the discussion about should they approve this for emergency use authorization, which means it doesn't go through the normal procedure of authorization of a vaccine, which means they're hurrying it. Listen to this guy.
And I think what sways me here is that it's a very sort of personal choice. If I had a child who was a transplant recipient, I would really want to be able to use a vaccine like this.
So if his kid was in an immunocompromised situation where he was a transplant patient, I would want my kid vaccinated. So would I, if that my kid was getting a transplant. Listen to what he says next.
And there are certainly kids who probably should be vaccinated. The question of how broadly to use it, though, I think is a substantial one. And I know it's not our question, but I know we're kind of punting that to ACIP. But I do think that it's a relatively close call. And as Dr. Levy just said, as Dr. Gann said, it really is going to be a question of what the prevailing conditions are. But we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes. That's how we found out about rare complications of other vaccines like the rotavirus vaccine. And I do think that we are going to, I do think we should vote to approve it.
He just said that we don't know what the effects are going to be until we start giving it. That's just how it works. And the question is, how broadly should we give this out? He acknowledges we should probably give it to people with comorbidities, kids. Yes, if your kid's getting a transplant or if your kid has cancer, you should probably get it. Should other kids get it if they're healthy? If they have less of a risk of serious illness than they do from the flu? I would say no. They would say yes. Why? Because the guy who was the head of the FDA now works at Pfizer's board. That's a revolving door, because this is called regulatory capture. And the last person who was in charge of vaccines at the FDA resigned over the booster shot. So that person who's the squeaky wheel, they got rid of the problem. So that NBC News report on YouTube, look at the ratio. 5,000 dislikes to 600 likes. That's worse than a Kamala Harris tweet. This video is so unpopular, it would still beat a Democrat in an election. So the Today Show has 613 employees who watch that video. That's all I can think of. So let me bring in Nick Cruz from the Fred Hampton Leftist. What do you make of a bullshit news report like that, full of misinformation, by the way, and it's not going to get taken down? He said 104, whatever, some over 100,000 kids. They're not taking that down. I didn't get flagged from YouTube. If I said that, if I had that level of misinformation in my video, they'd give me a strike. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, and I said it on the show before. This is why a lot of people are not following their narrative, because there is so much distrust with the establishment, because they will openly lie to you. And I see something developing. It's kind of like a vaccine code, right? Where it doesn't matter what your sources are, no matter how many facts you lay out, they will just get upset at you for just bringing up the fact that the government has been incompetent.
That's right.
Despite the fact that we're vaxxed, they will call us anti-vax just because we will call out the lies of Fauci. We will play that video that a lot of people have not seen. A lot of people are not aware of how blatant the government lies to us. But just sharing and just discussing this, I literally just brought up Richard Wolff's critique of the vaccine mandates. And people are like, oh, you're anti-vax, for just discussing his critique, not my critique, just discussing what one of the top leading economists, thinkers, his thoughts on the mandates was. But you see how that code of thinking they have?
Yes.
And this is something that has been programmed to them by the media that you are calling out. And the insane frenzy they are whipping up with their propaganda. You see the scare tactics. Oh, my God, your kid could die, even though the numbers like directly rebuke that.
Yes.
But I'm glad to see, I'm glad you ended that with the ratio there at the end of the video, because when I see the mass psyop campaigns by the establishment, it kind of depresses me, because I know that a lot of people will fall for that. But because we have the freedom of information, which they don't want us to use, they told us that we can't do our own research on these things now. A lot of people are starting to see through it, and that's good. And the people who are falling for this vaccine code, they're in this Washington, D.C. hive mind. They're the same hive mind of the people who think that they can, win an election on January 6th, for example, even though most people don't care about that kind of stuff. So they think that people buy their group thing, but the average person, they look at this stuff like, this is ridiculous. This is just authoritarian nonsense. And I'm really glad to see that people are starting to push back against this.
It's good to see that the people on YouTube are smart enough. People who go to YouTube for news are smart enough not to fall for that.
Yeah, at least them.
So that's what Google and YouTube are pushing you towards. So they have when you go to YouTube and you log in, they have a special section. The first news they show you is all the corporate news, and then they suppress all the independent news. Even though people come to YouTube for independent news, people could go to their shit shows and get it. Anything. I could go to MSNBC.com if I want to fucking see shitty news. I can go to CNN.com if I want to see shitty news. I go to YouTube because I want to see independent news, and YouTube is so afraid of their, because they're the establishment, so they got to crush us, and that's what's happening, and we still beat CNN in the numbers. I want to let you know, in November 6th, we're going to be in Baltimore. November 11th, we're in Tempe, Arizona. November 12th, we're doing Los Angeles and Studio City. November 19th, Los Angeles and Studio City. And then Thanksgiving weekend in Portland, Oregon. Go to JimmyDoreComedy.com for a link for all those tickets.